Put a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it upfront. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Yes, yes it is, and we love it that way. Don't
you ready?
Weep, I need a treat. Now.
Oh my goodness, Betty.
Wow. She's been getting into my treats, I've noticed.
What kind of treats do you have that she's getting into?
It's all those like little oils and paints, because all the paints have oils in them, and she's craving oil like crazy.
That's true. That is true.
So she might have a leak. We're going to have to check it out.
Okay. Well, you can do that, because she left here at like after weekday rush hour. She was out of the studio this morning. She was gone. She was gone. I came. I got in here this morning, and, you know, usually because, you know, I roll in late because, you know, we're here late. And I came walking, and everything was dark and locked up. I'm like, bitch, it's like 10:30 in the morning. Where's Betty? Nope, 10:30, she was out the door. She's gone. I think she actually put the board on autopilot and probably left. She probably never even came in this morning.
I am so stressed out.
I'm sure you are, Betty. Hi, everyone. This is Anthony in Tampa.
Wiki, 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 wick, whack. Hey, everybody, from Finally Not So Hot in Chicago. It's me, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Anthony.
Hi. I am your lovable artificial personality unit, Betty. And you know what? My butthole is buzzing for tonight's episode 92 of the Joe and Anthony Show, Laundromat Experiences, for Monday, June 18th, 2017. Hey, Anthony, how's the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Hey, thanks, Betty.
No problem, Anthony.
So, yeah, that laundromat thing. You did put that in as a talking point somewhere, or did we just go with the laundromat and not want to talk about the talking point? I can't remember. I can't find the notes on the script anymore.
You know,
they're gone.
They have left us. Well, no, there was no notes other than let's just do it. And
let's
then
just
we'll
do it.
Yeah.
Let's just do it.
So we'll talk about it. We'll talk. Because I do have a laundromat experience. It was a long
you
time
do.
Ago.
Oh, yes. Wow. That could be interesting.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's kind of neat. All right. So if let's kind of, we're actually only got 40 seconds left for the track, but we'll go ahead and kick it out. We'll kick it out because it's time for the weather.
Yeah.
It's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. It's going to be another soggy week. Don't leave your sunroof open. I did that. Not good.
Oopsie.
Yeah. The car is still drying out in the garage. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently overcast and 79 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity of 85%, giving us a heat index of 83 degrees. It's not so hot, but it feels like a swimming pool outside. The dew point is 74 and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms likely, with a low around 76. On Tuesday, will be mostly cloudy with a high near 87, 40% chance of scattered showers after 2 in the afternoon, then mostly cloudy with a low around 77 overnight. And on Wednesday, we'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 88 with a 60% chance of showers. Then mostly cloudy with a low around 78 overnight and only a 30% chance of precipitation. And that's your Sciampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicagoland weather. Take it away, Joe.
Thanks, Betty. And remember, folks, if you're listening to this on a recast, this forecast no longer applies. And from KMDW, Chicago Midway International Airport, it's currently drizzly at 69 degrees. The dew point is at 55 degrees and the humidity is at 68%. There are no winds currently except for what might be escaping out of your orifice.
Oh, my goodness.
As you listen to me drone on.
Oh, boy.
And for you pilot types, the visibility is as far as your eyeballs allow. On the night of this broadcast, we could expect scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 9 p.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 63. On Tuesday, you've got wine glasses with curvy shafts.
What I have is I have my wine in a martini glass that's got a curvy bottom. It's got some rainbow rings on the bottom of it, too. But I've been breaking too many wine glasses around the studio lately, so they gave me this.
That's dangerous. Are you having... Is it because of bad weather?
Yes, the ship is just tossed all over the place, and we can't keep anything nailed down in the studio because the ocean seas are rough.
Oh, boy.
The bad weather does not cause the wine glasses to break. My clumsiness and their cheapness has caused them to break. Yeah, I broke like three in a row in 1 week, and the station manager said, that's coming out of your paycheck, so I just gave him a quarter. Yeah.
Well, let's finish up with the weather, and then we'll go into the talking points.
Okay, let's do that.
So, on Tuesday, expect isolated showers between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., then scattered showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Mostly sunny then, with a high near 76. On Wednesday, expect all sunny skies, yay, with a high near 69. And that's it for your Chicago weather. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Hey, Betty here. Please take some time to listen to the following that we recast here on Sciampa Radio, the World Labor Hour on WRFU, and CPR News hosted by Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, and Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. By the way, all of the background tracks we use at the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Support his music by visiting incompetech.com. Support your local independent mom and pop's restaurant and shops. And keep it tuned to Sciampa Radio. Buddy, 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 buddy out. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point Segment A, the TP segment.
Thanks, Betty.
Yeah, thanks, Betty.
You know, I'm thinking we might need a slight change in Betty's programming.
Okay.
Maybe after she says, you know, keep it tuned to Sciampa Radio, she should then say, and now the Joe and Anthony get cracking, and then
that's
she should
good.
Say, Betty, 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 out at the
and
end
you know
of that.
What? That would eliminate one spot on the script.
There you go.
Entirely.
All right.
So we'll make that a change for the next script. And you know, we'll put this in our notes because this is a show note.
It is a show note. All right. Yep. And now we're
so
we're in
our title
point.
Tonight is Laundromat Experiences.
Yeah, what's up with the laundromat experience?
Well,
thing?
I'm not gonna be shy, and I'm not going to be prude, and I'm just gonna swallow my pride and say during my sexual experiences. And this, I guess, could be a ding tag if you want to do that.
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, is this a ding tag? Oh, yeah, this is a ding. Oh, this is an LGBT. Hold on.
Yes.
I was checking the Facebook post.
From
there we
very,
go.
From a very handsome
from a
man.
What? What happened?
From a very handsome man,
uh-huh.
I developed crabs. I didn't develop them. They developed onto me.
At the laundromat? You got crabs at the laundromat?
Well, the laundromat was an experience because the laundromat was practically an all-night job. I must have washed all my clothes in hot water about six times.
Wow.
So I went through like six, and it was like special bleach. And then drying. Oh my God, I must have dried them like at least five or six times.
Would you like to tell your story about crabs? Come on, Aaron, share your experience of having crabs with everybody. 813-327-8566.
Anthony, do you have a laundromat experience? Because I know you used the laundromats here in Chicago.
No, yeah, I did. I did. I had to go to the laundromat every week. Other than it developed my disdain for children. I think I did laundry. I think I would do laundry on. You weren't because you had laundry in your building. I would go at like midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning on Friday or Saturday and do laundry.
I could do laundry here 1 a.m. if I wanted to, but at that other building, it was beautiful. It was air conditioned.
Well, yeah, it was all inside. You just took the elevator down.
Yeah.
I had a rear elevator. It was. And I had to get all my crap together because I lived in that brownstone. So I had to get all my crap together. I had to throw it in the car or wheel it over because the laundromat was really only a block and a half away. But in the middle of winter, a lot of times you just want to throw it in your car and just bring it over. Right. It makes more sense to do that than to like freaking, you know, like have to go all over the place carrying and schlepping it around. So.
Now, are you one when you put your underwears in your? Do you hide your underwears? You leave them out in the open for everybody to see.
You know, honestly, I haven't had to have the laundromat experience in a long time. I think at the time I was doing the laundromat experience, I was younger and prettier. I probably left that stuff out, and now the grandpa panties they kind of get buried. They get buried down in the basket sometimes, you know.
Okay.
Age is not graceful for undergarments.
Yeah, I hear you. Yes, yes, yes. So, hey, we got something exciting coming up, don't we?
We do. We have Amy Mellon. We all know Amy Mellon. We get Amy Mellon from time to time. Yes, yes. In studio awesome. Audience applauding. I think it's actually all the spiders. they applaud now on cue.
But we don't have her tonight, folks.
No, not tonight. We have Amy a week from tonight. We have her next Monday.
Yes. Exactly.
And we're going to, because she was recently hospitalized and she kind of went through that whole experience. Actually, I believe it was two different hospitals with being a medical cannabis user and dosing and how the hospital took care, you know, how they reacted to it and responded.
I'm dosing right now.
You are dosing right now. You're microdosing. So so we're going to have her on and she's going to tell us all about her experience. It's, you know, the thing I've learned, I love having Amy on because she's life's lesson that she like goes out and does this stuff and she has a good story about it and she can tell us all and make our lives better in case we are ever in that situation as well.
Yes.
You know, we'll know better what to do and how to deal with it. And again, following her on Facebook, just look for Amy Mellon, AMYMELLON. You know, she posts a lot out on her Facebook page. There's a lot of information available. So, and apparently the microphone has, I think, I think Betty's in the Chicago studio now because she messes with things. She messes with things. See, as I said, I got here this morning and everything was still dark. The server was running in the background and, you know, so I don't know what happened, but she split and she didn't put any PTO request in. So I don't know where the hell she's at.
It's like she's a gremlin though because I don't actually see her around, but like so, things are just
yeah
goofy.
I know she is a little gremlin, isn't she? So it's speaking of which, a gremlins. So ooh, I'm yeah, like yeah, I, was, yeah. I was you know, I was here all by myself because, you know, Belinda, she still hasn't shown up for work yet. I thought
we fired her ass like a long time ago.
I don't know. It's kind of,
and I think that's why Betty's going crazy.
It's kind of complicated. Well, she's having to do Glenda's duties, but I think that it's complicated because it's kind of considered we can't fire her because she's in some type of a transit existential internal crisis mode. So she's on FMLA right now. I think she's still on the train. I don't know.
She's stuck in a
feedback
loop.
She's stuck somewhere. She's in a feedback loop. But so yeah, so as I said, so I was hanging out in the bathroom with doing my late morning constitutional. And you know, I had a little blunt rolled up and everything. I'm sitting there on the toilet and I'm looking. I didn't have a lighter with me. And the next thing I know, this big hairy arm comes down from the ceiling and hands me a lighter. And first I thanked it, and then it scared the shit out of me. We have it taken over by ginormous spiders in this studio, let me tell you. That is the Florida is the land of the creatures. And it's getting wet out, and it's raining all the time, and they just all the bugs are coming inside. So,
see, you just need to wrap your house in saran wrap.
I think I'm just going to call Truly Nolan. They apparently are a pretty good company and reputable. They're a local reputable. They have little, their little cars. They have their little cars and their little Volkswagen Beetles and they're painted like, mice. They look like mice. They have ears. Like, yeah, they're yellow and they have big black ears on them and it looks like a mouse. It literally looks like a mouse. Yeah, it's, you know, I'm sure you've seen the VW bugs get dressed up as different things. There used to be one that looked like a pig in Chicago.
That's cute.
Yeah, I would always see it every now and then when I would park in Grant Street.
I never see that.
Yeah, it was always in the parking garage under Grant Park.
Huh.
And every now and then when I would park there, I would see this car, and I'm like, well, that's kind of neat. That's kind of really awesome. So, yeah.
That's wild.
Exactly. So, spiders have attacked the studio.
Uh-oh. Yeah, well.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
So, we're gonna quickly go through this, though, because I've been rambling. Okay. And, you know, probably because, you know...
Database activities.
All right.
So, yeah, folks, if you didn't know it already, Amazon buys whole paycheck foods for how much?
$13.7 billion in cash. Yeah, it's cash. So, it's bad news for the Fight for 15 crowd. Amazon has complaints. They've had a lot of complaints about their ethical treatment of employees. There's actually an entire website called the Former and Current Employees of Amazon called FACE. And that it's apparently the site of which all this their issues are documented. And jeez. I guess they have some current lawsuits out against Amazon as well for these actions. And then, let's see, yesterday when I was out and about, somebody was driving in their car, brushing their teeth on their way to work.
Really?
Yep. He had a security guard uniform on. Yep. He was driving down the street, brushing his teeth, and you could tell, you could see he was on his way to his,
was he using any liquid of any sort?
I don't know. He flew by at 45 miles an hour. All I just saw was this man in a security guard outfit brushing his teeth as he went by. Yeah. I'm like, holy shit, what the hell was that? So, and do we want to do the random news reel before we do your news, or do you want to go to your
news?
We
sure do.
All right.
Yay.
There we go. Come on, wheel. I think Betty made it a little bit longer. Maybe,
of course,
possibly.
She did.
Yeah, it's possible. About damn time.
Da, da, right. Da, da, da.
Yeah. So, today's random news winner is from the Huffington Post.
Oh, boy.
On June 21st, which is in just a few days, Kentucky Fried Chicken, or KFC, plans to launch its Zinger Chicken Sandwich into space via high-altitude solar-powered balloon known as a Stratolite. The whole ordeal is a special partnership between KFC and the manufacturer of the Stratolite, who will actually collect useful data during this ridiculous marketing stunt. The chicken sandwich will zip up to about 28.5 miles above the Earth, not quite the 62-mile threshold to be considered on the edge of space, but as the New York Times notes, it is cheaper than shooting off an orbital rocket. Much cheaper.
What's the fucking point of sending a sandwich up there if no one's going to enjoy it? Is there somebody up there at 22.8 miles?
I don't know. Assuming that the launch goes off without a hitch, the balloon and the sandwich will float above the Earth for at least 4 days. Whether anyone wants to eat the sandwich after that remains a mystery. There's nobody been indicated to that. The mission offers edge of space access to KFC, allowing them to embark upon a one-of-a-kind marketing experiment. KFC has hatched lots of plans to promote the four-day trip, including dropping a single coupon onto the ground. The company says that the time has come to explore beyond our known horizons to push KFC's crispy, spicy chicken to better and new heights.
Marketing stunt. Yep. Period.
Yep. Exactly. So, Joe, what's new in the news?
Well, and hey,
now
Anthony.
For the news.
Thanks for asking. Get a load of these stories. So, you know, Halloween is going to be fucked up for this dude. That's all I can say. And it involves a spider too.
Oh God, I don't like spiders.
But it's by our friend Ben Hooper that we love from www.upi.com. June 15th, a Wisconsin man who spotted a black object on his property turned out to have an unusual discovery. The first black widow spider found in his county. That's important. Shane said he was letting his dog, dog out after he returned to his new Franken home after work Monday when he noticed a black spot on a
storage container.
Shane went in for a closer look and discovered the object appeared to be a black widow spider, an animal he had never seen in his 2 years living in Brown County. I went and got a container and put it in a container so everyone would believe me that I actually found this thing. So Shane's girlfriend snapped some photos of the spider and contacted Michael, an entomologist and professor at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay.
Ooh.
He confirmed the spider is an adult female northern black widow spider. The University of Wisconsin, Green Bay said in a Facebook post, the spider is the first confirmed black widow to be found in Brown County.
That's kind of scary.
He said that there has never been a documented black widow bite in Wisconsin. He said the spiders are known to bite only when squeezed and will most often play dead when provoked. The professor said he was given the spider to preserve for prosperity as the county's first ever black widow. It's probably the last one, too, we hope. But I don't know.
You never know. It might have, where there's one, there's more.
Yep.
Always the case.
Yeah. So, you know, I think I've been kind of talking with you, Anthony, about a lot of the crime in the city, and you've even noticed a lot of it. It's not just getting insane. It is insane.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's like shootings at all hours of the day in almost every part of the city. I have to keep my eyes and ears open, but, you know, there's going to be that day. I don't know. I know this sounds drastic, but for a lot of people, they think this way, that one day they might slip up and not pay attention and get whacked out GTA style.
Uh-oh,
you know,
yeah,
you're sitting in one of these bus stations and you're wearing something and it, you know, the dumbass that's in the car that's trying to find somebody he needs to shoot, he recognizes what he thinks is the person he's supposed to shoot is you when he shoots you. We've gotten a lot of those in the city, you know, elderly men, people that have had nothing to do with all this shooting. And it's just, it's crazy. And it's causing, and this is a story by Cheryl Jackson from the Chicago Tribune. Chicago crime has led Enterprise's car sharing operation to cancel existing reservations in the area and stop taking new ones. Yep.
So what's this, what's the ride sharing thing?
So I guess it's actually a car share operation, and it's kind of like a rental, but it's by the hour.
Okay.
So you rent cars for the hour, and you
did they
you
know, have to you, go to a kiosk? Was it a rent? Was it
no,
the rental counter? Or?
No, it's like you just go to a specific spot on the street where the cars are at.
Oh, okay, okay.
So they might be designated with a sign, for instance.
Okay, gotcha.
And then you go to the car, and it's like a number keypad that you get in to get into the car.
Oh, okay.
And it's It's some kind of access in that way. Or I think you get a fob, or it's something that's tied in with your membership.
Okay, okay. I guess that would make sense.
Mm-hmm. So, but Enterprise Car Share has had a lack of vehicle availability for the past 6 weeks.
Uh-oh.
As a direct effect of significant vandalism, theft, and fraud. The company told its members via email on Tuesday. About 40% of Enterprise's car share's fleet had been involved in theft or vandalism.
Oh, boy.
A Chicago Police Department spokesman could not immediately comment on whether the department was conducting a broad investigation of the incidents. they have a time to do that.
Yeah, right? They got shootings going on.
Well, and I've been listening to the scanner, and it's like, dude, it's 45 minutes since they announced a backlog of things that are going on, and then they're announcing them again, like, yep, we still got this in the backlog. It's like, holy cow, people wait hours for a policeman to arrive to investigate.
Really?
Your situation.
Is it really that bad? Really is, isn't it?
Yes.
Wow.
The only significant things that get acted upon are like active shootings or people with a gun.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Those are, like, really the most significant things that that I hear about.
So, no more ride sharing, then.
No more car sharing by Enterprise.
So, well, let's talk about the fat kitty.
Ooh! Well, don't we have, like, 7 minutes and 24 seconds?
We have 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
3 minutes and 20 seconds. Okay. So, this is What's New, Pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. By Daniel Uria, another friend of ours at www.upi.com. Staff at an animal shelter in Washington, D.C. are working to get help. Get this. Holy shit. You got to see the photo when we post the link. A 35-pound rescue cat.
Wow.
It needs to shed weight and find a new home.
Wow.
So, the Humane Rescue Alliance shared video Thursday of Simba. It's a hefty 60-year-old orange tabby cat exercising on a circular treadmill device as he is prepared for adoption.
Wow.
A 35-pound cat.
That's a big cat.
At 6 years old, Simba is bigger than a lion cub, and we know he'd be much more comfortable if he slimmed down a bit, the rescue group said.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
The staff at HRA are seeking a new owner for Simba who is willing to provide a loving home and help guide him to a healthier weight. Well, shit, I need someone like that in my life. If you're up to this challenge, he'd love to go home with you and continue his weight loss journey, HRA said. This handsome fellow is sweet, mellow, and waiting for a new home where he can thrive. Simba arrived at the rescue group after his previous owner moved to a nursing facility that doesn't allow pets.
Wow.
Wow. HRA spokesman Matt Williams told that Simba needs to lose at least 15 pounds to maintain a healthy weight and will require an owner willing to hold him to a strict diet and exercise regimen.
I imagine. Totally.
As much as we love Simba, as cute as he is, his obesity is serious.
Yeah, right.
He really needs to lose the weight to live a good life. And, you know, that's pretty excessive. I think one of my cats is 21 pounds.
That's a fat kitty.
That is a fat kitty, but 35 pounds.
That's mega kitty.
And when you see the picture of this kitty, if you haven't already, you're like, whoa, that's a fat cat.
That's a big cat. Yeah.
So that's it for my news, Anthony. Back to you.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Script. Okay. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this digitally distorted on air
on
spelled
time.
With an R on time chicken exploding? Ooh, wait, hold on. Let me try this again. Okay.
Oopsie.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this digitally distorted on-air spelled with an R chicken exploding streaming experience? Well, visit Chiampa.info to find out how. Chiampa.info, as in hi, call the info desk. Hang
What's
tight,
that, listener?
What was that, listener? Do we have a listener? Call us, listener. Yes. Are you getting notifications from listeners?
That's some fat pussy.
That sure is. All right, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. Hang tight.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shy Amber Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Shy Amber Radio. Flashback.
Here's big news. With Sears great low prices every single day throughout the store, you'll find outstanding values like never before. Imagine an AT&T 1300 answering machine with one-touch playback of messages, call screening, and remote turn-on from any touch-tone phone for the great price of $58.88. That's only $58.88, a fantastic Sears price for a fantastic AT&T answering machine. So check it out at Sears, where you get your money's worth and a whole lot more.
Message for Ronald McDonald!
I do believe this mailbox is addressing me. McDonald's Happy Meal!
Hamburger!
Soft drink!
Fries! All regular size!
Now that's what I call special delivery.
Skiing? Gymnastics?
When you buy a McDonald's Good Sports Happy Meal, you get sports games, cutouts, even sports quizzes, plus a surprise inside. Four different Good Sports Happy Meal boxes at participating McDonald's.
Captain O.G. Readmore here. If they send a mouse to outer space where Hawaii's getting snow, if a Martian lands on Thompson Street, you'll be the first to know. If you read the daily papers and your favorite magazine, you'll be out in front and in the know on all the latest scenes. You can tell your friends, you heard it first, and you'll hold the latest news. So read the paper and some magazines, because reading is what's news.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
You are tuned into Shyamba Weed Radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
Put a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long. 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
Ooh, good Lord. Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Good Lord.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right,
Radio
Q Betty.
Betty too.
Yeah, Q Betty.
Ooh, here we go. Listen to me drone on. Oh, I am live. Welcome back. Stay tuned for Anthony's crazy Florida news next. But first, I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday. And, according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is like National Jerky Day, Loving Day, Peanut Butter Cookie Day, Red Rose Day. So take that all in and then go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's crazy Florida news. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, you know, Betty.
I think Betty is the cause of my headphone discomfort as well.
You think she is?
Yes.
Why? What has she been doing?
I think she screwed up with. I think she like chewed on the cord.
Yeah, that's what I said. I think she's up there by you. I think she's up there with you right now because
she
wasn't here this morning.
my headset kind of cuts in and out. So what'll happen is it'll invert the channels.
Ooh.
And so like it's like I hear you in the middle of my head.
I hear you in the middle of my head. Hello, hello, hello.
But you got some fun stories tonight.
Of course
I can
do.
See this.
Yes, I do. Thanks, Betty.
Yes.
No problem, Anthony.
There we go.
Yeah. I am so stressed out.
Yeah, I know you are, Betty. Stop traveling on the dime. The very little amount of money we have as it is. Our first crazy Florida news story of the night comes from ABC News in Jacksonville, Florida, and tells us about a man that took the Florida lifestyle on the road. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is a Florida news story not in Florida, but it involves a Florida man living the Florida lifestyle, and it was just across the border, so it's close enough. It's really, really close. Sean, 19, from Jacksonville, Florida, was out spreading the joys of living the Florida lifestyle on the other side of the state line in Georgia. He was spreading the cheers so hard that he had to take a break from his hard-hitting Florida lifestyle.
Oh, boy.
According to reports, a Camden County Sheriff's Deputy Patrol car found Sean and his car parked halfway on a grassy median just south of West 4th Street around 3:55 in the afternoon. 3:55 in the afternoon. A deputy said he smelled an overwhelming odor of alcohol coming from inside the vehicle, that after a few failed roadside sobriety tests and a refused breathalyzer test, Sean was placed under arrest.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Deputy Donut put Sean in the back seat of his patrol car and opened the center divider to allow for the air conditioner to filter into the back seat. If I remember correctly, there's little air holes anyway.
Yes.
So let the air holes do their jobs. He's drunk. He don't care. I get the point, but... the deputy then left Sean in the vehicle to meet with another member of the sheriff's office.
Oh, my.
Shortly after leaving Sean in the patrol car, the deputy's patrol car drove past him, but then soon stopped after it rammed into several other patrol cars, significantly damaging Deputy Donut's cruiser. Yeah, so he tried to take off, and in the process of being too drunk to do any better, he just ran into a bunch of more police cars. The deputy said Sean was able to slip off his handcuffs, which allowed him to steal the vehicle and attempt to drive it. Sean's charges included theft of a police vehicle, 4 counts of aggravated assault, 3 counts of interfering with governmental property, and 2 counts of DUI. That's going to be a little costly.
He might see Bubba.
He might see Bubba for a while. Quite a while. So have you guys heard about this up there? Sometimes Florida news will like make it all the way up to you, and you'll know it will like hit national, it will like go super.
I haven't seen this, to be honest with you.
Okay,
we did have a Florida news story in a sense on one of our local blogs though, which is interesting. It's a crime thing, and it's kind of like
yeah.
It's like, right. I know your crime is spreading around, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, it's yeah.
But this one sounds more unique.
Oh, it definitely is. In fact,
spelled with an E.
It's spelled with an E, and actually, you know what? Hold on. There we go. The Ledger brings us our next crazy Florida news story about a Florida man with some deep pockets of oil. According to reports, a Polk County Sheriff's detective was parked in his unmarked patrol car outside a 7-Eleven on Duff Road last Thursday when he observed William enter the store wearing baggy blue jeans. The detective watched William walk into an aisle of the store and stuff 15 quarts of Pennzoil into his pants. William then was observed dropping several movie DVDs from a shelf onto the floor and then bending down and sliding them into his pants. With 15
Damn.
Quarts of oil already in there.
He must be a skinny-ass dude.
Yeah. No, actually, he wasn't. He was a big guy. William left the store and started to get into his vehicle when the detective approached him. He was arrested and booked in the Polk County Jail on charges of petty theft. Bail was set at $1,000. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, 15 quarts of oil. That's like
People
almost that's like 3 gallons.
These days.
That's like 3 gallons of oil.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
That's a lot of oil, this stuff in your pants.
Right?
I mean, I know you probably stuff a lot, you know, elsewhere, but we won't go into that.
So if people want to join in, how can they reach us, Joe?
Well, you can give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. Or simply interact in the comments in one of our Facebook posts. You can visit us at facebook.shyampa.info. We haven't plugged that one in a long time.
No, we really haven't, have we?
Mm-mm. Hmm.
Interesting.
Right?
Uh-oh.
So this next one, I do have to say I do love your stories. They follow a nice narrative.
They do. I try. I was waiting. I don't think my This Way Out is going to happen.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
I'm trying to use this system called My Hightail or Hightail, which is just ridiculous.
Is it failing you?
Yes, it's failing. So we'll just leave
That's
it as
sad.
It is. Yeah. So. So our final story of the night.
Sexy.
Of course, is Florida nakedness. We like Florida nakedness. Because that's
what
we do. That's what we do. That's what we do in Florida. We run around drunk and naked. Or high. Or something.
And I get upset that I have yet to have a flasher at my door.
That's because you're not in Florida. You see how that works? You know, you got to be in Florida to live the Florida lifestyle and get flashed at your door. So the Northwest Florida Daily News brings us our final and naked story of the night about a young man, Nomas Pantalones, and an unusual past.
Ooh, Nomas Pantalones.
Yes, Nomas Pantalones. A young man in Seagrove Beach was running down County Road 30A in a swimsuit around 9 in the afternoon, making threats to passerbys.
I'm sorry, 9 in the afternoon?
Yeah, I think it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but... He was so fucked up, it was 9 in the afternoon. I mean, seriously. So, he then shed his swimsuit, going al natural, screaming obscenities, and punched vehicles while running along a popular tourist thoroughfare. See, that right there, that's what he did wrong. He went where all the tourists were. The police were contacted. And the police arrived.
Oh my.
Yes, according to reports, deputies arrived and ordered the man to the ground. But the man turned and tried to run instead. In the struggle to handcuff him, one deputy lost his footing and fell to the ground, and the young man was extremely combative. After the man was tased four, yes, ladies and gentlemen, not once,
ooh,
not twice, not three, but four times.
Four.
The deputies were able to handcuff him and get him into a seated position. He asked for a blunt, as well as an orgy and hot women. He then asked the deputies if there were any animals around them. Are there any animals around us? Like, really? What the hell? Are there any animals around us? Really? You just asked about orgies and hot women. And he also asked if the deputies were God. And then he told them that he had taken 3 to 4 hits of acid. So that right there. There you go. Naked while living the Florida lifestyle. Later
he's
on,
he's gonna have a hard come down. I'm sure.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he has. Ooh, we have a call.
Ooh,
we have a caller.
Ooh,
all right, caller, hang on. Let me finish this story, caller, and we're gonna take you in the plethora. So just hang on there, caller. Later on, deputies discovered he was a runaway from Alabama and decided to use the Markham Act, which allowed the individual's substance abuse problems to be admitted for care instead of being arrested and placed into the prison system. And that's it for your crazy Florida news.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyampa Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know that you two can hang out with these two idiots and be a part of the studio experience? Give us a call now at 813-327-8566. But now, go grab your bones, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or that. Hold on. Here it comes. Woohoo. The plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Hey.
All right, so we got a caller. We actually got a caller. Let me push the right buttons here. All right, caller, I think you're on the air.
Hi, caller.
I think it's Ezel. Hey, Ezel, how's it going? Yeah, we kind of know when you call in and you do, we kind of know. So how have you been, Ezel?
Oh, man, I've been busy.
Have you now? What you been doing?
It's that time of the year, be busy, you know.
Are you busy with the bees, Ezel?
Oh, I'm always busy with them bees, man. Them bitches are, they're trifling, you know. They're always needing something, you know.
I see, I see. So it's very high-demanding bees.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I want to, oh, man, this stuff was good. I scored me some of that pharmaceutical shit, man. Whoa, mama.
No, really, oh, yeah, it could be, good. It could be some,
man,
heavy stuff.
Man, that's smooth. It's smooth. Oh, man, it's really smooth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Smooth.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like Lucky Strike, man. Smooth.
Smooth.
So I want to call and tell you, man, you got to fire that Betty, man.
You know, but we have like 30 payments left on her. We really can't fire her. That's the problem. We
man,
have her,
you know,
we have her on a lease program.
You know, I've been busy, so I haven't been, you know, calling in or, you know, listening to the show, but I had a free time the other day, and so I'm going down the line listening to the shows, okay?
Yeah.
I get to this episode 89, and I'm listening, and I go, man, wait a minute, where am I here? And I was in pretty good shape at the time when I was calling, you know, I was really mellow. And I'm like, man, I'm back in Florida, man. And then I go, oh, man, these are my bees. I hear my bees. And I
bees.
Go, wait a minute. Yeah. Somebody pull a fast one.
Yeah,
here.
Betty. Yeah, but
they slipped a fast one in episode 89. I go, son of a gun.
She did. She did. She does that. She did. But see, yeah, like we owe 30 payments, and the Yokohama Sushi Watch and Rubber Corporation won't let us return her. So we're kind of stuck with
her.
Oh, man,
I tell you what, you got to tune her up a little bit. Give her
something.
You know, something, maybe a rewind or something.
Something.
You know?
We're still trying to get Roger fixed. That one's, like, become a lost cause as of late.
Oh, man. You got to give
it's
her
become
maybe another
more expensive.
High drive or something. I don't know what's going on.
Something,
with
that. Yeah. She needs an upgrade.
And she blew my mind, though. I said, wait a minute. Where am I here? I thought I was in another dimension, man.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
That's what she does. That's what. But we got it. We got it kind of fixed. It's kind of fixed. So it's
man,
there.
You
got
to fix it. Anyway,
it's there. You can go and get it now.
My mind's messed up enough, man. You can't be messing it
up.
Yeah. Like
well, if we see Betty, we'll let her know. Because as I said, I didn't see her this morning, and she's apparently up in Chicago. Either that, or she's God knows where
she's
at. Yeah. See, she's
all. Yeah, she's stressed out. She's stressing me out, man. I'll tell you, man. Anyway, you know, you were talking about them cars that looked like bugs, man. They were dressed up bugs, looked like bugs.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I tell you what, I did some time in Chicago, you know, and I tell you the best thing in the world was a Harold's Chicken Mobile. Man, did you ever see that?
No,
Harold's
I never.
Yes.
Did you? Did you? You've seen?
Yes,
no, I didn't even know
the
they had those.
Mobile. Yes,
that's freaking awesome.
They're huge. They're huge.
Oh man, they get that big rooster on the top, man.
Yes.
But I tell you what, there was nothing more finer. Now, if you ain't never had Harold's Chicken.
Oh, my God.
You're missing a whole lot, man.
You are. You are missing a lot.
It's an experience for sure. But, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, it's great. Man, they put that chicken on that. I mean, first they lay that mochi bread. I call it mochi bread on the bottom. Then they put them French fries. Then they put the chicken on top. And then they take
good.
The hot sauce and the salt and pepper and they spread it off. Man, I'm telling you, that's better than the signature room at the Hancock Building. I'm telling you, man. You sit down and get an ice cold beer or one of them Mad Dog 2020s, man, and you's living, boy. That's living the life, man. Harold's Chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, no, I totally agree.
I don't know if you ever saw it, but I seen it go down the road way back in the day. It was the Oscar Mayer Hot Dog Mobile.
The Oscar Mayer
Hot Dog. It still tours the country.
Is it still out there?
The country.
Is it really
still
out there?
It's man, silently going out there.
Wow, that's kind of interesting.
Unbelievable, man. That thing just went down Route 66, man. So selling hot dogs.
Selling
hot
dogs.
I couldn't believe that shit, man.
Wow.
But anyway, I'm telling you, that's some good eating there, too, Oscar Mayer hot dogs. Straw-style hot dogs. You know, I was down in Florida, and there were no hot dogs, man. Anthony, what's with that Florida, man? They got no good hot dogs.
No,
there,
no, we really don't. It's quite sad. It is really quite sad. There's, yeah, there's definitely a shortage. I mean, we have, there are a couple good, there's Mel's. Mel's is good. Mel's is good. I don't know if you hit Mel's the last time you were here. I don't think you got
Mel's. I don't think we did.
You got to hook me up with some.
Yeah,
Mel's,
we'll have to, well, next time you're around.
I think you're tripping down there in January. You're going to hook me up with some Mel's.
Next time you're here, we'll go ahead and get you some Mel's, because Mel's is really good. It's about as close as you get. And then we got some Portillo's down. We got a Portillo's down here now. So
Portillo's.
That kind of helps.
Somebody was telling me, man. So you got a good beef sandwich.
Yeah,
now,
yeah. We got a decent, and actually, I actually think Mel's is better than Portillo's in terms of the beef sandwich and the hot dogs and stuff.
Chicago beef at that Mel's.
Yeah, they have Chicago beef. They got the hot dogs. They make the Chicago dog just right. They got the buns. They got the dogs. They got everything. They don't have the tamales, but that's fine. But everything else they got, and the beef is pretty good. They make a good beef there. It's the good shaved beef with the juice sauce.
Oh, man, I don't know what the hell I'm doing up here, man. I'm going to come down to Florida and get a sandwich or something, man. Shit, sounds pretty good, man.
Right? Fantastic.
But anyway, a parting shot. I want to give you a story here before I got to go.
All right.
Man, close things up. The sun's going down here. And you know what? I got this little vegetable garden in the back there behind the barn. I grow my vegetables in that, my herbs, you know, my herbs. I always grow that great herbs, you know. But anyway, I'm walking in there, it's kind of cornered in on three sides. You know, I got a fence and this.
Yeah,
and that.
Yeah.
So I walk, and here's this big old crazy rabbit, man. I mean, this guy's sitting in the middle of my vegetable garden. And I go, you son of a bitch, man. What are you doing, man? And he looks at me, and I says, wait a minute, man. I'm going to slap you upside the head, man. You eat my... He's digging holes in my vegetables out of the ground, man. I said, I'm going to slap...
Oh.
And I'm coming up to him, and I go, come on, man, let's box. And this crazy rabbit, he went into a kung fu position, man. He looked like Kung Fu Charlie, man.
Kung Fu
he's
Charlie,
like
huh?
Up and down and kicking his legs. And he scared the shit out of me. I run out of there, man. I got the hell out of that kung fu rabbit, man. I'm telling you. Crazy rabbit. So I've been looking for him today. But I tell you what, he's hiding out. I'm afraid he's going to, like, backstab me or something. You know, you're gonna jump out.
Right,
of
right. You might also, next time, you might want to do a little less of this before you go out to the garden.
You mean maybe he wasn't really there? Huh?
Maybe he really wasn't there.
I gotta be careful, man. You know, it's just too mellow out here, man.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, I just want to give you a heads up and say hello. And
all right,
man, the bees are churning out some honey, man. It's been a great year for
fantastic
honey, man.
Fantastic. That's always good to hear.
Yeah, I don't know why, because the weather's been so crazy here. We went through a drought, now we're getting flooded.
Right.
Man, it's crazy out here.
That's,
man,
how
crazy
it goes.
Shit.
We're finally getting rain in Florida. It's great.
Yeah, you almost burned down, man. I heard that on the news, man. They said Florida's on fire, man.
Yeah, now Florida's flooding. We were on fire, and now we're flooding. So,
man,
pick
I
one.
Thought, you know what? I thought one of them Roman nephews was playing his fiddle, man.
Right.
Florida's on fire, and I'm like, man.
No, exactly.
Crazy shit down
exactly
there.
So.
But you got a crazy state. Anyway,
it is a crazy state. It is a crazy state. So.
Yeah, that's crazy. But it's a lot of fun, man. I like it in Florida. I have a lot of fun with them crazy people, man.
Yep. That's most definite. They can be fun. They can be fun. So, all right, Ezel, we're going to have to let you go for now. Thanks for giving us a call.
Take that, Betty, man. Give her a raise.
We'll see what we can do with her. We'll see what we can do.
All right, we'll talk to you, boys.
All right, take it easy.
Thank you, Ezel.
All right.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Always a
pleasure. Are you shy?
I'm not.
Are you shy?
I'm not.
Are you shy?
No,
give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566 and tell us all about yourself. And because we enjoy talking about the weather so much, go ahead and tell us where your thermostat is at.
Do you actually think shy people will call in to talk about being shy?
Well, you know, we're given the opportunity.
Sure, why not? catch some classic radio programming on Cheyampa Radio. You can check out our schedule, www.cheyampa.info. Just go to the schedule button or pull down. We've got some classic radio programming. We have Miss Brooks on Mondays. We have Lux Radio Theater on Wednesdays. Upstate Radio Theater on Thursdays. And on Fridays, we got three classic
yes,
shows.
And they're all really cool.
They're all really good. Different. We got Colgate Romance, Duffy's Tavern, and the Great Gildersleeve. Some of them run.
I have a chance to listen to that one.
It's pretty good. Some of them run during rush hour in the morning. You get like little bits and pieces. It comes from the same pool. So if you catch it on rush hour, like Miss Brooks, catch it later on. I was listening to Miss Brooks today. I love it.
Oh shit! Those cleaning people, man.
They're on it.
Standing there tapping their feet, like damn. Yep.
So it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and there's a strange glowing chartreuse light coming from underneath the door. I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, supporting us in your own special snowflake way.
Yes, thank you everyone for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyampa Radio. But hey, you got nothing to do weekend afternoons? Check out my show, Weekend with Joe, which needs serious updating. Where I tend to play nerdy science and some jazzy stuff from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm. 3 p.m. Central.
Yes.
Yes, you can make your morning commute more commutable with weekday rush hour. Hosted by our lovable, not working, unknown where her location is right now, automated personality unit, Betty. She has questionably awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers on weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
You know, this hour just goes by too fast. This was a fun show, apparently.
It does. Yeah, it does.
You know, wow, so much awesome programming. You won't find this stuff on mainstream media because they are boring.
They are boring.
Although, you know, it's like breaking news, breaking news. Ah, breaking news. Oh, and hey, be sure to tune in to our 24-hour internet station, which is Cheyampa Radio. We've talked about this many times before. You can visit us on your mobile, your tablet, your Celica phone. Mm-hmm. At www.cheyampa.info.
If you need to know how to... Oh, I'm sorry. If you need to know how to set it up on your mobile phone, send us an email.
Yeah, because you know what? We love emails.
Yeah.
Play us. It's simple. It's play us at cheyampa.info.
Uh-huh. And cheyampa.info.
Yeah.
Radio.
So you can also follow us on our Facebook at facebook.com/cheyampa radio. And our Twitter at Cheyampa Radio.
Your Twitter at 12.
Which, yeah, I need to. I haven't checked that one. It's like, there's so much to look at in my primary job. I am always on everything for my primary job. It's like it's almost 24 hours.
So social media is a bitch trying to keep up with.
And so is this country.
And that's what makes this country great. God bless America. They be fascist bombs. They be liberal bombs. They blow up either which way.
Apparently.
God bless America.
Wave that flag.
There you go. There you go. So, yeah. Chartreuse. Chartreuse.
Chartreuse.
Very ugly color.
Do you like my glowing entrance? My glowing portal?
Where's your glow?
Ladies and gentlemen, I put up my LED lights I purchased.
Yes. Wow.
Off of Amazon.com.
Wow. Yes, it's kind of scary.
It's actually cool.
That is the glowing chartreuse light coming from underneath the door. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday with Amy Mellon. Check out our blog at cheyampa.info. And remember, folks, don't expect to rent a car in Chicago while carrying a fat cat. Just steal a police cruiser while tripping balls on acid after running around naked with 3 gallons of oil in your pants. Have a good night, a good week, and exclusively brand new episode of This Way Out with an R for Rhinestone Cowboy. Yeehaw, girl!
Boom chakalaka. Good night, T.
Ooh.
She had some reverb on that.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech. By Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.